So in my courtroom, it's three of us assigned as team members. We have about 300 cases in our courtroom. I would say I'm actively carrying about 60 cases. 25 of my clients are in custody. 35 clients on bond. But I think my name is attached to about 90. The bulk of what we deal with are people, for traumatic reasons, are going to, what we call, cut their losses and take a deal where the facts of the case do not warrant that they have to be on probation for the next 5 years. But they're so afraid of wanting to put their fate in 12 people's hands because they know that the stakes are going to be high if it does not work out in their favor. I just had a client on Wednesday that pled guilty, and I was ready to go forward and actually go to trial on that case because that was a burglary that I believe they would not be able to prove because my guy had met up with his uncle. He said, I need you to help me move a stove. He rode with him over to this vacant home that was for sale, and my client was helping him move the stove. A neighbor came across the street, of course, wondering what they were doing at this home. And then the other two guys, including this uncle, got in the car and left. And left my guy stranded on the scene. My guy just walking up the street when police come and detain him and ask him what he was doing. And the neighbor identified him as one of the guys involved. But he gave up the guy's information and said he just told me he's going to help move a stove. He said, I can't stay in jail a couple more months waiting to go to trial. I need to get out. If they offer me probation, I'll take it. So he decided to take a probation plea. He's a first offender, but it really was because he wanted to get out of jail. I mean, it's a conviction. He's going to carry that conviction for the rest of his life, most likely. Deal with a lot of mental health clients, a lot of drug addictions, and those are really sad. Mental health clients, it could be anywhere between 35 to 40%. My previous division, when I first came in at Nine Complex, I would say it could be almost 60% drug addiction issues. And I think my new judge is starting to feel that too. There was one court date, I believe everyone I brought out to resolve their case by plea were all had some type of mental diagnosis, and they were just exhibiting some of those things in court. You have a prosecutor who's asking for them to have a conviction while they have mental health concerns and potentially go to prison. I like people. I think people are very interesting. I've always been a social person, and I think what makes people are their experiences and what they've been through, the traumas they've been through, the trials, their family background, things that just make us who we are very interesting. So I would say majority of my clients I do like. I believe the ones I do not particularly like have been people who have been victims of our system. And so their trust is very hard, and they're believing that you could do something, which is always something that is hard when they say, well, you're not able to do this. I may not be able to do that. There's so many obstacles and hurdles. And sometimes you get that anger and frustration from your clients from just kind of being wrapped up in the system. They can't ever get out of it. They can't seem to make the best decisions to keep themselves from it, or things that keep happening to them that I guess makes them go back to what they're used to and what they want to do sometimes. Because I have a large male clientele, and being from Atlanta, I think a lot about my brother. And I remember him growing up here in Atlanta and some of the things that he had to experience coming out of high school. I just look at them, and at that age, I don't think they're any different than my brother who had both parents, and you know, they worked hard, and we went to school, went to college, things of that nature. But think about my clients around that age of 17 to 21 who have none of that support. And just trying to think about how they got here, but you know how they got here. They just don't have any resources, no help. They dropped out of school around the 11th grade. That's usually just my experiences on my clients who haven't completed high school. 11th grade seems to be the magic number where people just seem to drop out of school. Typically what I see is armed robbery. The armed robbery starts at 10. So you think about them being 17 and potentially getting out at 27. And their whole like early adulthood is wrapped up in prison. And they have to grow up in that environment. And it can make it hard. The fact that other people can look and just, they're in jail, so I don't have to deal with them, but I have to go see them. I have to experience what they feel. I feel their frustration. So it's hard at times.